write down the word courage. You know what? If you're going to walk in faith, and if you're going to stand in faith for anything, you're going to have courage. Why? Because the only thing that will cause you to stand in the midst of difficult circumstances and difficult situations and in front of the enemy, God didn't make your enemy go away. He gave you power to overcome them. And see, that's what many people think. And you won't be able to overcome your enemy unless you take courage. Your faith won't work. You won't be able to go. Your faith will not work until you learn how to have courage. You won't be able to have adversarial kind of faith. I'm talking, you won't be able to have that aggressive faith until you learn courage. Now, God's told us many things. He's told us before. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Then we learn to hold on and wait. And then all of a sudden, God said, now where you're waiting, your strength restored. And now I want you to take courage and go forth. And see, there's a change of season. And in this change of season, if you want to flow in this change of season, you need to have Holy Ghost supernatural courage. And we're going to tell you and show you the importance of courage, and you better take it by faith, and how to get rid of some things that will come against your courage. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. How many of you know that whatever God, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God? Well, when you do something, whatever you do, you want to do it in order to please God. Does anybody want to please God? Yeah. Well, anybody don't want to please God? Raise your hand and we'll help you. We'll teach you until you can get to the level and say, life will be much better for you if you decide to please God with it. Right? Well, if you're going to have to please God no matter whether you like it or not, the only way to please him is by faith. Say, so I've got to learn this faith stuff in order that I might please God and fulfill my destiny, right? So, what you got to learn is when walking in that faith, courage is absolutely essential. It said, be strong and of good courage. Oh, grab somebody's shoulder and say, you're going to be encouraged this morning in Jesus' name. We want to repent as a body. The Holy Ghost, you know, the Holy Ghost has spoken to me this morning. He said, look, there are some things you need to fix. He says, for my spirit, whenever somebody comes through this door, whenever somebody comes through this door and comes in contact with you, if the Holy Ghost is in you and the Holy Ghost is in that ministry, I don't care what's going on, they need to leave encouraged and never, ever, ever, ever discouraged. Now, how do you know when you've come in contact with the Spirit of God, you left with some courage and some faith and you're ready to run forever? Now, how do you know when you're walking with the devil, you're always discouraged? Always discouraged and always dismayed. And someone's wondering, why doesn't my faith work? Why doesn't my faith work? I've been praying for this, believing for that, nothing's happening. What's going wrong? You have no courage. Well, why don't you have courage? Because I know God is strong. Why? You might have an adversary in your midst that discourages you. And the Holy Ghost said he is moving your discouragement. That you might go forward and be able to stand. Be strong and of good courage. And be not dismayed. I'm commanded not to be dismayed. Well, that's an order. Well, that's the order that I got on my spirit. And that's the order you got on your spirit. You're commanded by the Holy Ghost this morning not to be dismayed and not to be discouraged. And you can do some things about discouragement. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Well, listen, when you receive discouragement and you get dismayed, that's telling God, well, I guess we can't do it. Well, your company doesn't mean anything. They're all against me. What does your company mean? Remember that song we said, nobody like Jesus, you won't ever find? Let me tell you, when you walk by faith, you're going to find out there's only one faithful. Amen. He might get on your wife, he might get on your husband, just to teach you that lesson. There is only one. Anybody want your relationships to improve? Realize God it is. It is he that is faithful. Yeah. I learned something a while back. Look, make no expectation of men. Don't put your trust, your confidence in them, but only in the Lord your God. See, if you don't have your trust and confidence in shaky foundations, when the foundations crack, you still stand. What happened? The bridge fell apart. No, I'm not concerned about that. I wasn't intending on riding on that sucker anyhow. So, see, that's why you got to learn. What is your rock and what is your foundation? Because storms will come and winds will blow. But those that build their foundation on the firm rock, on the solid rock, Jesus, and his anointing, and his plan, when the storms come, you will be able to stand. So you get tempted. So you got to learn to discern Jesus. And you got to learn to discern God and the anointing. You got to learn to discern fruit. See? You got to learn to discern an atmosphere. What atmosphere do you choose to dwell in? Because what you dwell in, you'll develop a confidence in. The basis of faith is relationship. You will develop faith by being in relationship and fellowship with somebody. You learn to trust them. You learn that person, you trust that person. Well, let me tell you what. Whatever you relate to and fellowship with, you are going to develop confidences in that. So God's been telling us for a while, watch it. Watch it. Judge it. Judge it. Judge it by what? The fruit of the Holy Ghost and the fruit of the Spirit. And then when you see good ground, you stand there and you don't budge and you don't move. He will not forsake thee. And Moses called Joshua. Whenever he pulls out Joshua, that means he's ready to take something. I mean, he calls Joshua. He says, okay, that's really nice, Moses. Call me Joshua. Call me someone that's ready to go for it. Is there any Joshua spirits in here? Is there any spirits of Joshua? Do you know what's going to take this city? Joshua. The spirit of Joshua is going to take that take this city, the spirit of Joshua. But before Joshua can go forward, these things must be solid within his heart. See, there are certain things that Joshua stands on and never moves from. One, he can be wrong, doesn't matter. But if this guy is strong and of good courage and fears not, he will win. He told Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn to give thy fathers. Well, let me tell you what. Look at somebody and say, you must go. Every once in a while, see, you get people with an anointing on their life, and you're probably one of those people. I believe you are. With an anointing, say, look, why aren't you turning around? No, because I must go. See, there are commandments where people can't turn around. They didn't decide to do it. You must go. You don't have a choice. Well, why are you going forward to face the devil? I'd rather face the devil than face God. Yeah. I'd rather come against the devil any day than back up into the one that says to go forward. That's called reverential fear. Everyone said, aren't you scared of me? Yes. No, we shouldn't be afraid of the devil. But you know what? It's him. Which one would you rather take down? Which one would you rather go to war with? Would you rather be in disobedience and dealing with God with all them plagues and all that stuff? I mean, and God's got endurance. See, the devil can't create anything, but God can be very creative. I'm not going to come against God. I'm going to follow the inside voice and the word of God and the scripture of God. I'd rather be on God's side than on the government side. I'd rather be on God's side than your side. I'd rather be on God's side than public opinion side. You got to make a decision and a choice. What you decide to be on must go. So that's the commandment. Why don't you turn around? I got to. Anybody had something you just had to do? Anybody just had something you had to do? You must go and deliver this people. And it says, which the Lord has sworn to give unto their fathers to give to them, that thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Close your eyes. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up. God is with you. Now, the thing I want to hit on, and the thing that God's dealing with right now, is just basic discouragement. Discouragement. The danger of discouragement. You have to value, and you have to see courage as essential for you to be able to fulfill your God-given destiny. You cannot do it without courage. You have got to have courage. You've got to have faith, because we said without faith it's impossible to please God. And you can't have faith without having confidence and courage. And sometimes you got to do some things in order to have courage. I'm going to talk to you about some things. I believe this is the Holy Spirit. When talking breeds discouragement, write that down. Talking breeds discouragement. How long do you have to deal with it? I mean, how long do you have to deal with it? Has anybody ever set out to do something and you just heard something before you knew it? By the end of the thing, you were just so discouraged. You ever come against something? I mean, you got a wonderful idea, you know? I mean, you got a recipe. It might be a nasty recipe, but it's your recipe, and you got courage to fulfill that recipe. Then somebody comes up against your idea. And before you know it, your spirit's crushed. You can't go on. You don't feel as good about it as you did before. You are discouraged. They've killed something within you. Let me tell you one. Don't ever discourage anybody. Let me tell you one. Don't use discouragement. Well, let me discourage you from doing that. Well, no, let me tell you about Jesus so Jesus will lead you to do what you should do, but I'm not going to discourage you from doing anything. God does not use discouragement and dismay, ever. He leads us. He leads us. There's a difference between the leading of the Holy Spirit and discouragement of the devil. See, the devil will get in your way with circumstances and with things and people. You know what? Whenever you decide to do something, see, people will come against you and resist. Well, if discouragement was God's plan, well, Jesus would have never went to the cross. Peter tried to discourage him from going to the cross. Be it far from thee, Lord, religiously. Discourage him for that to happen. He said, get behind me, Satan. The Pharisees followed him all about with talking and words of discouragement. But Jesus, God the Holy Father, the Holy Spirit will always lead you with encouragement. God has put complete confidence in his fruit to get the job done. God doesn't use rotten fruit to accomplish his plan. He's going to send out his army marching with rotten potatoes. God can correct you with the fruit of the Spirit. He doesn't ever have to step out of love. He never has to step out of grace. He never has to step out of what the Word says he should be in order to accomplish his plan. And there are many people that think when we get spiritual, we could do all kind of thing, act all kind of way, in any kind of spirit. We know not what kind of spirit we're of. And saying, well, that's how God's doing it. Well, no, he doesn't move that way. Say, God is able to be God. What do I mean by that? God is able to be God. Well, God is able to be just like Jesus. So that you have to know that nature and character in order for you to be able to walk in faith. Why? So you know how God's going to accomplish his plan. Now, you will be distracted, and we see it happening all the time in the body of Christ. And we've learned some things. And one of the things that I've learned is God is big enough to be God. And I know who God is. And I know who the devil is. First of all, you want to know a big thing about God? Write it down. God is good. You want to get deep? God is nice. God is nice. God is good and God is nice. And you're getting some kind of fruit to flow in and it's not good and it's not nice, it's not God. So words breed discouragement. And every once in a while, you got to clean your house. People say, well, we're going to get the rock music off. Well, no, you got to get, see, those things are obvious. What you have around you affects your inner man and your spirit. And there are certain things you cannot do, cast down. There are certain things you cannot do cast down. And God tells us it will not work. People are wondering, why do churches flow that way? Well, listen, we want to accomplish God's plan, and the only way we can accomplish God's plan is without any form of discouragement. It doesn't mean counsel in different areas, in words. And we say, well, we can get it done, we can get it done, we can get it done. You're never going to get God's plan accomplished like this. Walk forward, Jesse. Go forward. Wait a minute now, brother. Wait a minute. Turn around. Go ahead. Hold. That stuff's going to stop. Amen. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. God will give you your freedom. And you want to know what control is? Control stops you from going forward where your heart leads you to go. Joshua chapter 2, verse 8. And before him they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea. See, we have heard. And you came out to Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings and the Amorites, and were on the side of the Jordan, Shire, and all these other places, and they were utterly destroyed. And as soon as we, what? Heard. As soon as what? We these things, our hearts did what? Did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in us. What you hear steals your courage. You got to make a decision what you love. You got to make a decision what you love. Well, I love you, but I also love the Lord who tells me to be encouraged. Christ on the inside of us gives us confidence and courage. And I want to know Jesus. I want to know God and the power of his resurrection. Someone say, why do you act like that? I want to know God. See, if a part of God has said that he honors faith, well, I want to see him honor faith. Well, how can I see God honor faith? By operating in it. And if operating in faith means that I need to be encouraged, that's a part of God that I'll never see. I love you, but I love Jesus more, and I want to see him do what he says he's going to do. And it will cost me some things. I've got to change in order to see God. Courage. So what you hear has the ability to discourage you. You know what that means? You ever discourage me, I'm not going to talk to you no more. What does that mean? If I ever discourage you, don't you talk to me no more? If you come here, you know, now if you're out in sin, sure, you should be convicted of sin and corrected. And when you're out there in wrong, sure, something should convict your heart. Not condemn your heart, but you should get convicted. But if you come, you know, and you feel that pressure, feel that weight, you can't go on, your faith is all torn up, you need to find another place. You must be encouraged. What is the decision that we have to make as a body? You will never be able to do what God wants you to do until you remove discouragement. I don't move until I hear a word. And when I hear a word, I move. He says, look, I've called you to do this. I've called you to do that. And if I called Joshua to take a city and I gave him the command, be not dismayed, but have courage, why would I send you out there and tell you, well, you can be discouraged and go on and do it? Go take it. And you're wondering why you're fighting and never increasing? Wondering why you're always going forth and never increasing? Somebody said, well, see, that's God, because no. You see? See, you just spoke it. See, that's faith. See, that's faith. See, before they must come, you must go. Watch God. Anybody believe with that? Clean up. We get ready to have a party. We get ready to have a party. Say, well, what is that, Brother Ron? That's faith. You ever see anybody get rid of stuff to get stuff? Steps of faith. They said, look, it's not faith until you're acting on it. It's not faith until you're taking steps toward it. If you're going to do this thing in the flesh, you're going to do this thing in the spirit. I ain't going to get in the flesh. I'm going to follow the Spirit of God and do this thing by faith. Is that what you said? Okay, bye. I will not be discouraged. Don't you be discouraged. There's some church in some town, they don't mind being discouraged. They can handle it. They can spread it out. They can take it. No, I'm not going to take it. The Bible says I shouldn't have to and won't. Amen. I won't. Amen. I'll be accountable, but I won't be discouraged. And I know what discouragement is, because you can tell what it does in your spirit. You can tell what it does in your heart. If you've been to church in the last 6 weeks and you were ready to go to church and you said, man, do I have to go? Something's wrong. You don't want to go and expect everybody else to be there. You didn't have something you got to do. Well, I'm going to work the coffee bar, but I hate working the coffee bar, and I just can't take doing. Why? Isn't that the Holy Ghost motivating? See, isn't that the Holy Ghost just motivates you? The Holy Ghost gets on you and say, go for it. You can go for it. Then all of a sudden you hear those words, faith has been built. Here they come. Could be me sometime. It could be you sometime. We're not talking about anybody. But if the shoe fits, wear it. Look at somebody in the face and say, I'm not against you. I'm for you. You're not allowed to be discouraged. Are you getting this down in your spirit? You got to understand that that is biblical and that's scriptural. And people got to, even in business, in the military, they get somebody, you know, when they're marching in sync, they say, now we're all going to march. I'm going to say right, left, but we will have four in the back that say, they're coming. Okay, they're coming. Everybody slow down. We should run now. Hold on. You're not going to be able to do nothing. You are not going to go forward until you stick to what he told you. He will not prosper, and he will wait you out. He'll wait you out for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And some church is 20 years old. He's still waiting them out. Ain't going to work. Oh, he'll just let it slide. No, it ain't going to work. His word works. For where there's certain things, the Bible says, where you have strife, envy, and jealousy, you have every evil work. I mean, it's all there. There's a whole lot of stuff. You don't even want to go there. Run like hell, because that's what's there. What does that mean? We have a vision, and everybody should know that vision. Everybody should see that vision, and the vision should be plain on everybody's heart. And there should be agreement with that vision. Our faith still stands, and now we have courage to do what we got to do. And the Holy Ghost has commanded us to get rid of discouragement. Say, brother, that's really sweet, that's really nice, but you discourage me. You need to go. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. I believe you know Jesus. I believe you got the anointing. I believe you got the Holy Ghost. But there's something when I'm around you and everything we try to do, I always get discouraged. I mean, it's really nice. It's really nice. But I just seem there's something wrong. I don't think that I'm a mean person or I'm a terrible person or something like that. But, I mean, I try to walk with you, but within 3 weeks or 4 weeks, there's something that happens and I just don't understand it. I seem to get discouraged. And it's like a cycle. What is it? Say, what is it? I don't know. Don't have to find out. First Chronicles. Now, my son, the Lord be with you and prosper you and build the house of the Lord thy God as he has said of thee. Only the Lord thy God give thee wisdom and understanding and give thee charge concerning Israel that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God that thou shalt prosper. Say, prosper. Listen, can I tell you what? Whatever God tells you to do, he tells you to do it well. And he wants you to prosper in it. He doesn't just go out and say, well, Jerry, the Holy Ghost comes to Jerry and gives you a word. Jerry, go forth and buy a McDonald's. And then he calls the angels after Jerry goes running to buy the McDonald's. He going to go buy a McDonald's. He ain't got no money. I ain't going to give it to him. What a God we got. Look at Jerry. No, there he goes again. There he goes again. Watch. What kind of God do you serve? I mean, just get some common sense. Figure it out. Sorry, I got something to do. Dealing with discouragement is not what he called me to do. Does that mean see you not work through your stuff? No, we can work through our stuff. We can work through our stuff and be at peace. And we can work. That's not saying we're giving up on. I mean, there's love. There's great love there. God didn't call me to sit up here and love one. Sit up here and love about 5 or 10, 15 people where there's a whole world going to hell in a handbasket. I can love you from a distance and love others and win others to Jesus Christ. You need to cut your yokes and go on and be effective in Jesus' name. Now, if you got a nasty attitude and you can't get along with people because of your nasty attitude, that's what you need to deal with. But you know you're trying to live right and walk with integrity and walk with righteousness and stuff not working out, something needs to change. There's a difference when you start to judge yourself. Courage. That means this. Courage means to mend, become mighty, and prevail. You cause me not to prevail. What does that mean? What does that mean? Nobody can stop you from doing anything. Oh, yes, they can. Oh, yes, they can. Lot's wife kept looking back. She turned to a pillar of salt. Why? She might have discouraged them. My feet hurt. Discouragement. Salt. Anything that causes you not to prevail is discouragement. And you're not going to be able to walk with in faith with that discouragement. Now, there are certain laws that govern how do you deal with discouragement. Okay? Now, if you're married, you just can't cut off somebody because, you know, you get what I'm saying? You got to talk some things through and walk some things out. I mean, I'm not just saying, you know, I like the wall green and you like the wall blue. You discourage me. You got to go. Anybody talking about that? Don't sweat the small stuff. I'm talking about the big stuff. I'm talking about when we're ready to go. When it comes to prevailing, amen. When it comes to issues that cause us to prevail, and discouragement has caused us not to prevail. Has anybody been discouraged in the last 6 months by anything in this body? Raise your hand. I want to know. Have you been discouraged? That is not the will of God. That is not the will of God. Now, you know, as we relate to people and we work in a body or stuff like that, stuff does happen. We got to work through relationships. We have to work through relationships and make those things work. But if it gets to something where it's just always going on, always going on, always, it is absolutely scriptural and biblical to say walk. You walk so I can walk. Barnabas and Paul were walking together, and they got to the point where they got into a rift that they couldn't walk together, so they had to walk the same place on different paths. I love you, brother. Love you, too. We're still walking. Hey, how's it going? It's going well. I'm saving souls. You, too. Well, great. Got to do what you got to do. Run with it. If you got an idea that's so right, then you run with it. Run with it. Run with all of your heart. And you can't run with your idea when you're standing there in resistance to me. Or resistance, you know, if you're sitting there fighting with him and you're fighting with her, neither one of you can run with either one of your ideas. You better run in what you believe in and stop looking silly and playing dumb games with each other. Run. Find somebody you can run with. Find somebody you can run with. Brother Hagin said, you got to learn your company. Who do you enjoy being? What, you're not saying, oh, he likes coffee, so I like being around them because he likes coffee. That's not what we're talking about, amen? I run with people that got the same mutual faith and going where I'm going. I'm sorry. If you're not going where I'm going, I ain't running with you because I'm going a different direction. If you're going to Walmart and I'm going to Kmart, does that mean I hate you because I didn't turn my car around? You got to learn to get over it. I mean, we got to learn to be a body. I got a pastor right around the corner. He and I are doing the same thing. He's driving and I'm driving and we waving and it's good. Amen. What he's doing doesn't affect me and I don't affect him. I want him to prosper and prevail. And does that mean I got to quit what I'm doing and get over there and run with him? No. Because we're doing what God told us to do and we're running. But that means if we're going to be in here, we're all going to be running toward the same goal. Yoke. That yoke. Yoke, brothers. What does that mean? You got to be yoked together. There's nothing better to be yoked with people. I mean, I've been to the place where you go, man, I don't want to go to that thing because I'll be discouraged by the time I leave. Then I have to pray for 4 hours just to get back up again. Oh, another fellowship? Another fellowship? Do I got to go? I mean, can't have a prayer meeting unless you pray in tongues because you're afraid what to be said. Oh, that ain't right. I mean, you should go to fellowship and get there and survive it. Woo! I didn't get hurt. I can't believe it. I enjoyed that. I want to go back. How many ever been there? You go to a meeting or something, you go to a fellowship, and before you get there, you got to start putting on the armor. I mean, you could go down to San Diego or San Francisco where all hell's busting wide open. You know, you can walk out there and forget to put your spiritual armor on. But then you go to some of these prayer meetings, you go to somebody and say, let me get my armor on. God doesn't want it to be that way. That's not God's best. Are you understanding? What does that mean? Is somebody wrong? No. Or we should do this. Get together and roll with it. But I'm not going to fuss with you, and I choose not to be discouraged ever again. Give me another chance. You got it. Go for it. I want to see you make that chance happen. No, no. I refuse to be discouraged. It means that to recover, repair, retain. You know, that's a word of courage. It means to retain, also to retain. When you get something, I mean, you build something up, you got to be able to hold on to it. I clean the house, you mess the house up. What a discouragement. How many moms cook clean house and stuff like that, and you try to keep that place spotless, and all of a sudden just get to the point, forget it. Well, you don't know how you're going to be a discouragement. You know that actions like that will discourage you. I put it together, you tear it up. I put it together, you tear it up. I organize it, you disorganize it. I get you together and not walking in strides, and all of a sudden you didn't start another argument. We worked it out, now here we are again. Discouragement. I didn't say nothing. No, you discouraged me by your actions. Not just me. I'm talking, you can apply this to your own life. And you got to be able to confront people with discouragement. That discourages me. It makes me not want to try. It makes me not want to go forward. Bosses and employees, you can be on your job and have a boss or an employer, and you want to do well. And all of a sudden, you just feel, every time they do that, I just don't want to do anything. Oh, it'll stop. No, it won't. Not until you're confronted with it and decide not to flow in that, and you take it seriously. You take it as serious as your faith. Someone said, oh, you just got to keep hearing the word, hearing the word, hearing the word, hearing the word. That's what faith is all about. No, that's a small part of it. Amen. The other part of it is walking in peace, walking in unity, and walking in agreement. Relationships are part of faith. Don't you know that you can hang around people and have your faith encouraged, but just hanging around them? Yeah. I mean, you can go out to lunch and, man, I don't need to go to church, but my faith is charged. Yeah, and if you feel discharged, that is not the spirit of God, and it's got to go. Why are you walking that way? Why? I know how I feel. And nobody can tell you how you feel or what you sense and what you perceive in your spirit. No, I'm sorry. I have been discouraged. You know where you're at. Don't let a ministry, a person, an individual, a group ever discredit you. To where you don't know. I mean, you ever been so confused you didn't know what was going on? I just don't feel right. And I don't know why. Well, that's a spirit. Get over it. Get over it if you can. Get over it if you can. The anointing destroys your yoke of bondage. If you let it. You are commanded by God not to be discouraged. I just decided I'm going to be in a good mood all the time because I can get more done that way. Is that wrong? Is that wrong? You know, and we got to learn how to walk together. You see, there's a way to walk together. We're running together and say, isn't this fun? We're going together. We're all going together. And there's some that we're going to be able to run together. We aren't running in sync with. There are others we're going to be able to say, hey, keep going. Yeah. Isn't it better? Yeah. Instead of just going, won't you come on? What'd you kick me for? I think that's the right way. I don't know. Do you know? You got to decide where you want to go before you get there. You got to decide where you're going to go where you get there. And it's okay to get on a bus and you don't like the driver. Get off. You know, that's crazy. You don't even believe your own self. If you're on a boat, if you've gotten yourself in a bus, in a Greyhound bus, and you're riding down the road and the Greyhound bus goes through the medium to the other side of the road, always crashing, and you know, and you're supposed to be going to New York, and you're heading south. Get off the bus. Get off the bus. You need to have faith and confidence that when you ride on a bus, you're going to get there. Amen. One word for you, agreement. There's power in agreement. And I want to be in agreement. Now, you can agree to disagree. You can agree to disagree. I can understand that. But there are certain things that there must be agreement in. There's got to be agreement in your home. There's got to be agreement in your marriage. There's got to be agreement in your business. That's solid. No questions. Agreement. And there has got to be agreement in the church. Got to. If the Holy Ghost is calling the shots, you agree. Well, how do you know whether you agree or not? Does that mean everything Pastor Ron just spits off the top of his head is the Holy Ghost? No, if you're in prayer, you should be hearing the same thing. Amen. and you start hearing something different than we're hearing, guess what? You better follow what you're hearing. Is it hard to follow when you're here? How many of you have noticed that we've taken a direction somewhere and you say, hey, that's good to me. That feels, I sense that in my spirit. I'll get up there to preach something or say something, and somebody before I get up there say, I just feel led to say this, and all of a sudden it's said. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit. Grace. Isn't that great to be liberated? What does that mean? That if you're not sitting up in Nations Church, you're on your way to hell and you're missing God? Absolutely not. This is not the only boat going. And if you ever hear somebody say, this is the only boat going, the only way to get there, guess what? You are not on your way to heaven. I mean, we're here because this is the best way. And they don't know. We're riding in the car together because we enjoy each other's company. And there's nothing wrong with that. Whoop-dee-doo. That's why we started Nations Church. And first of all, there was a command of God and the will of God, but there was a desire in our heart to find common faith. We didn't start Nations Church because there was a devil. Did you see him behind the drum set? Did you see the devil jumping out of the balcony? Did you see the devil jumping out of the balcony with those big wings on? Whew. See? Don't you let the devil lead you. Gosh, I got to get Nations Church to be motivated to evangelize. Get them devils. They'll get them going. Call out the dogs. And you get that in ministry sometimes. I never buy it when anybody says, that just didn't, there was something wrong in my spirit. I just didn't understand. That just didn't fit right in my spirit. Something, I just don't know. I just don't know what it is. Well, I feel fine, and whatever you got, I don't want. And if I listen to you long enough, I'll get it. Now, it's a chance. It's a choice either way, and a chance either way. I feel fine. You don't. Okay, hold on. I feel fine. You don't. I was fine yesterday. And now I got to go to a prayer meeting and pick it up. We just need to pray about it. No, because I'll catch it. Does this relate to anybody? It says this, again I say unto you, if any two of you agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of it. God is in agreement. There's more power in agreement than in your shake. There's power in agreement. You want to get something done? Hey, get together with me and agree. Let me agree with your business. Let me agree with your house. Let's get together and agree, and let's see what God will do. If he doesn't do it, it's still nice just agreeing, but he will do it. That's fun. I mean, that's fun. What can we do together? That's what it's all about. And when you get to anybody that you can't agree with, guess what? You're not supposed to be walking with that person. And it's not your ability to convince them to agree with you. You can do it again and again and again and again. Then it comes to a choice. Are they of the devil because they don't agree with you? Absolutely not. How many of you learned, I ain't going to change my mind? And guess what I've learned about some people? You ain't going to change your mind either. Matthew 14. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and therein 3 days I will build another without hands. But neither so did their witnesses agree. In Matthew chapter 14, 59. Those that came against Jesus, their witness didn't agree. Are you seeing that? Their witness didn't agree. Here they go. They were taking down Jesus, and they couldn't even get an agreement to take down the thing. They were trying to lie on Jesus and couldn't even get an agreement about that. I mean, I've seen people come against people, and the ones that were united together to come against you, they didn't even agree. Holly, we're going to come against. Say agree. Did you see that? Now, look about God. This is how God wants it to be. 1 John 5:8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Agreement. Agree. The three in one agree. I know what I'm trying to do. How about you? Can you agree with that? We're just trying to save people, have church service, have people saved, and have a real good time. Sometimes we laugh. Can you agree with that? Is there anything wrong with that? The last one, Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't walk with anybody you don't agree with. I don't agree with you. You will not be able to walk together. You can hang out and fight. You can do that. You can sit in one place, but you're not going to be able to walk. We sing that song, I'll walk by faith, and nobody agreeing. You ain't walking nowhere. Faith doesn't work until there's supernatural agreement. And has anybody ever had anything come together when people didn't agree? Whenever we need money, I'll call the staff and say, let's get an agreement. Something's got to happen. Agreement. There is power in agreement. Now, Bonnie, we've heard the word of the Lord, and that is our answer. That's our solution. What we're going to do, we're going to go for agreement. Amen. And as we go in agreement, as we stand in agreement, I don't care if one, two, I say two. That's all God needs. That's all God needs, two. I'd rather have faith. Amen. You ever notice people that can't get in agreement are always broke? Have you noticed that? I'm trying to break you. Now, listen. All you need is two. And I think I got that. I'm ready to go for it and see God move. I'm ready to go for it and see God move. When God joins your church, good things happen. When God joins your church, good things happen. The bottom line is this. Agree. Come. Enjoy. Participate. Have a good time. Just agree. And somebody said, well, I don't like that. Do everything within your heart to find what that person, a place where they can agree with. Learn what this church stands for. Learn what this ministry stands for. Learn what you stand for. And maybe people say, nobody will agree with me because you don't nobody know what you stand for. You don't have any vision. You've never quoted your vision. And you know, you never spoke your vision, never said anything or anything, and wonder why nobody agreeing with you. Well, you've never proclaimed it. And then people, you know, you probably think your princess die or something like that. And you walk in and everybody and nobody's bowing and you're mad and offended because nobody's bowing down because you think your princess die. Guys, we can do anything with the Holy Ghost and with God. And I tell you what, God loves everybody. And it's God's will that everyone be blessed. Every single last person be blessed. And if you're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, never, ever, ever talk negative about anybody. Ever. Don't even talk about it. Set yourself free.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.